Heroin use is on the rise here in Washington State, and needle exchanges are just one kind of program working to reduce the dangers of drug use.
Earlier this week, we spoke with needle exchange manager Michael Hanrahan about how the exchanges work.
People come in with their dirty or used syringes and turn them in. We dispose of them safely, and we give them clean equipment in exchange.
Now, some say needle exchanges could enable drug users by making it safer. Here's what our guest today had to say about that.
I say that the people who would stop using drugs because they were told to have already stopped. And the question is, do you want high infection rates in your community?
Infection rates of HIV
and hepatitis C. Do you want people not to have underdeveloped nation status of healthcare? Because that's what a drug user has.
That's Shiloh Murphy. He's the executive director of one of the biggest needle exchanges in the nation. It's called the People's Harm Reduction Alliance, and it includes a needle exchange right here in Seattle's University District. The alliance is run differently than most other exchanges. From the board of directors to the volunteers, the alliance is one of the very few needle exchanges in the country run entirely by drug users. Shiloh told me why he thinks drug users should run needle exchanges.
The person with the most knowledge about drug use are drug users. People who know the detailed minutiae of it, from are people sharing cottons, which is a filter, are people sharing cookers, you know, is there a new kind of heroin that has hit the market? Is there a new kind of meth that's hit the market? How many overdoses are happening right now? They are the best and the brightest, and we hire the best and the brightest as volunteers.
You are the executive director, and you run needle exchanges here in the U District. You were just telling me, in Thurston County and Kittitas County, you work about 150 hours a week.
Yeah.
Do you use drugs?
I do, and I'm very proud. I think drugs have saved my life. They've made me have a better life. And the message that I always say, if you're going to be a drug user, be the best damn drug user you can be. If you're not going to use drugs, be the best at that you can be. But truly, follow your heart. Some people who will use drugs for the rest of their lives, and that's okay. That doesn't make them a bad person. It just makes them a human being. For example, if I go and shoot opiates, people will tell me how subhuman I am. But when I go and have a beer in a bar, which has the same effect on my brain, people will say that I'm just an American having fun.
May I ask you what drugs you use?
I'm an equal opportunist in drugs. I prefer opiates, but I have been known to use many other drugs like alcohol and cocaine. And I'm also addicted to chai teas at the Allegro Cafe.
Are you high right now?
No, because with my drug use, when it is time to play, I play. And when it is time to work, I work. And
not even chai?
What?
You're not even chai, high on chai right now?
Nope. I didn't even have chai. I am slightly hungover, but that's about it.
When you tell us that, that might confound someone who thinks to themselves that someone who uses drugs like that could not be functioning 150 hours a week working at a job.
Well, I would argue that that shows that the stigma and the hatred about drug use is false. If I can achieve, and many other drug users can achieve things, I mean, the truth is people just don't tell you they're drug users, right? You could be working around a drug user and you just don't know it. They don't tell you because of the stigma and because of the discrimination they hold and because you could be terminated for it. I happen to be lucky and work for a user-run organization. I work 150 hours a week. Any other job, I could be terminated. And I dare anyone to work as hard as me, as long as hours as me. And I actually dare anyone to care about the university district as much as I do. This is my home. This is my community. And if necessary, I would happily give my life to protect it. And so I would be terminated and not be allowed to work if I work for an organization that says we have a no drug policy, even though I am the best person for the job.
Shiloh, as you probably know, drug use is viewed by some as a personal failure, and it is a crime. But others think of it as a health problem. What do you think about?
I think of it as an individual choice to make your life either better or worse. So there are people who use drugs whose lives become unmanageable, and I think we should give them help with treatment facilities and support. And there are people whose lives it's just part of it. And it's not even a major part of it. I think there's not necessarily this definition of drug users, non-drug users.
I'm talking to Shiloh Murphy, executive director of the People's Harm Reduction Alliance. They run three needle exchanges, and the needle exchanges themselves are run by volunteers who are also drug users. You know, it's called harm reduction, and in that name, it seems to acknowledge that there is harm from drug use. What is the harm?
Well, it's about reducing harm. There is harm because drugs are illegal, and we have made lots of harm because people are using really bad cut in drugs. People are using alone, and so there's lots of harm that we have created because of the drug war.
Is that the only harm of drugs? Is the laws against drugs?
Well, I think there is some risks of drugs, just like there are some risks of drinking alcohol and other things. But I think in moderation, drugs are just inanimate objects that have no real values. And so I think there's harm, but it's the harm we kind of put upon them.
You've worked in this community for a long time. You were telling me you used to live on the streets of the University District. Now you're working at this agency. How would you describe the drug user community in Seattle?
I would say that they look a lot like all the other Seattleites. They were the same ones in the streets screaming for the Seahawks, and they were also the same ones who were heartbroken when the Sonics left. They are Seattle, because in any of the studies that I've read, about half the population has admitted to using some illegal substances at some point in their life. So that they are 50% of the city of Seattle.
Needle exchanges are there to make drugs safer, but some would say, you know, the safest thing would be to abstain. Don't do drugs.
And if people actually did that, we wouldn't exist. But we give out 3 million syringes a year in King County, so I think it would show that people do use drugs and people aren't going to just stop. We're the largest needle exchange actually in the country. And I think it's also important that we are a community. So the People's Harm Reduction Alliance doesn't act like an organization or a nonprofit. It acts like a community. It has people who've never used drugs. It has people who are in recovery of drug use, and it has active drug users. The decisions are made by the active drug users, but we are a community. And when something happens to one of us, it happens to all of us.
You know, we've made one step in this state by legalizing marijuana, which formerly could get you sent to jail. What do you think that move in our state does for some of the drug users who you deal with who are still using drugs that are illegal?
Well, I think it makes it easier in the sense that there are drug users aren't this single drug user, right? The vast majority of drug users use marijuana, they'll use heroin, they'll use meth, and they, you know, it depends on the access and the situation in their life. And so all it does is it makes it so we focus less on drug laws, and I think those are good. I think we should expand and really fight the stigma of drug use. I mean, it used to be a time where, oh my God, you smoked marijuana, you were evil, and now we've come to a place where if you smoke marijuana, you're a human being.
You'd like the stigma around drug use to go away. How does your work do that?
Well, I would say the most powerful thing that we do is we tell every person who walks up that we love them and they should be proud of who they are and that we care for them and they're a part of our family. And there are people who sometimes break into tears because no one has ever told them they love them. No one has ever told them that they care for them. And so I think that is the most powerful thing we do, is to give self-worth to drug users and to people to better their lives. There is people whose lives have been changed and who no longer uses, and there's people whose lives have been changed and they intend to use the rest of their lives. There are many needle exchanges and programs run by people who don't use drugs, and we are the biggest in the country, and we're run by drug users. So my question is, can you afford not to engage drug users and not to put them in positions of leadership? Well, in our case, you could say no, you can't afford that, because we are the best needle exchange out there, and we are user-run.
That's Shiloh Murphy, Executive Director of the People's Harm Reduction Alliance. They run 3 needle exchanges, including one in the University District of Seattle.